Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The center fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tommy Smith. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jackie Brown. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dan Thomas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gary Beer. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is called out on strikes. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks takes first base on ball four. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joshua moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Porter reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Lascano moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lascano scores. Porter moves to third. It's 5-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 6-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Bell moves to third. Liss moves to second. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Beer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blanks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Porter reaches second base with a double. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to home to get Porter. Thomas moves to third. Gantner moves to second. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Scott moves to second. It's 7 to nothing, Brewers. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lascano is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lowenstein chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Blanks. Blanks fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Blanks. Scott scores. Hegan scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. Gantner moves all the way to home. It's 11 to nothing, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Liss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11 to 1. Brewers. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Smith scores. Ashby moves to third. One out. It's 11 to 2, Brewers. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Orlando Gonzalez now playing left field. Ron Pruitt now playing third base. Steve Bowling pinch hits for Von Joshua. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bowling trying to get to home. Lowenstein throws the ball into Ashby who tags Bowling who's trying to score from second, for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 12-2, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Bowling now playing center field. Bernie Carbo now playing right field. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Liss hits a ball on the ground into center field. Bowling picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bowling. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. Liss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, Brewers. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin now playing shortstop. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter strikes out. 1 out. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Griffin. Thomas scores. Gantner scores. Johnson moves to third. Bowling moves to second. It's 14-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing first base. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ashby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashby moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashby scores. Kuiper moves to second. It's 14-4, Brewers. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Rick Cerrone pinch hits for Rico Cardi. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. Don Money pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Daryl Porter. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sutherland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Money reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Bowling scores. Sutherland goes all the way around to score. It's 17-4, Brewers. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 17, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bowling. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 17, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.